Yes, oh gosh, for the last year and a half, we've been talking about October 14th, 2025. Windows 10 is ending support, and it's going to come upon us real fast, and now it's here.
Well, and for the longest time, especially over the last year and a half, you have said, make some plans because it's going to get here. And boy, it has. And I think it is catching a lot of people by surprise, because I know people that are now scrambling to try to find something. And as you predicted, that you don't have the choices that you had recently.
No, and the PC market, the market for both desktops and laptops is fairly scarce. When I look at I like to shop sales at Staples and Best Buy, and there's very few things available where they may have 10 or 15 or 20 different things on sale or available to purchase. Now there's like two or three. And so it's very scarce trying to find anything. And right now we've got about 10 or 15 custom PCs being built as we speak in my office. And we have people clamoring to get their computers either replaced or upgraded. So, yeah, everyone's back is up against the wall that hasn't already acted on this.
Who should, Dave, be the people that are really looking to make sure they upgrade and don't get caught with this?
Well, especially businesses. You know, if you're a business and you haven't acted on this, shame on you. Basically, that's much, much more serious, especially a doctor's office, law firm, accounting firm. They have to have Windows 11 after the 14th, or they're going to be in significant peril. With consumers, with residential users, it may not be as important, depending on what they actually use their computers for. But residential users can get security updates after the 14th if they enroll in this Microsoft ESU program. It's Extended Security Update Program. And you have to do that by the 13th, get enrolled in that. And it's free for most residential users. The one caveat, you have to have a Microsoft account. Now, if you log on to your computer with a local account, not a Microsoft account, you're going to have to create a Microsoft account. And then you can enroll in this program and get free critical updates for the next year. But this is sort of a last resort for residential users that just don't want to buy a new computer.
Okay, well, that is something new, and that is something I had not heard about.
And they've done two things. Well, Microsoft has changed things a lot the past several weeks, the requirements and what they were going to do. At first, a while back, that it was ending the 14th, that was it. You have to upgrade or you're not getting any updates. Then they changed that. I'm going to talk about residential users. Commercial users is going to be a different program, so to speak, and different requirements. For residential users, you have to have a Microsoft account. And if you go on your Windows 10 machine, go to Settings, Update and Security, Windows Update, you should see a link to enroll in the ESU program. And once you click on that, you can start the ESU enrollment. If you're not, and it will tell you if you're not signed in with a Microsoft account, that, okay, you have to sign in with your Microsoft account now. And once you do that, you can enroll in the program, and for the next 12 months, you'll get free security updates. And if there's something about your account or your computer that it still doesn't like, there may not be any other option. You will have to get another computer or just... take the security risk of, you're not getting any more critical updates, and that's it.
And you have said, too, if you're using, as a consumer, if you're using your computer a lot to do banking and things, don't even consider trying to, you need to make sure you have access to updates.
That is the big key for me, Ted, is the residential users. If they do any type of banking, they look at their 401k, they trade stocks online, they do anything of a secure nature online, don't put this off. You either get a new Windows 11 computer or you get this ESU update program. You're enrolled in that, so you get the free critical updates. But after the 14th, you know, the Windows 10 is not going to turn into a pumpkin. But every day that goes by, it will become increasingly more vulnerable. And as time goes on, the first month, 2-3 months, it's going to, every day gets more dangerous. And like I said, especially if you do anything of a secure nature, if you don't do things of a secure nature and you just write Word documents and just occasionally browse the internet, you don't buy anything online, it's not quite of a concern. But if you do online shopping, online banking, stock trading, don't risk it. Do not risk it.